The Trump administration filed papers last night asking the United States Supreme Court to reinstate the president's executive order banning travel from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. The government is appealing a 10-3 en banc decision by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Fourth Circuit in Virginia held that the ban was unconstitutionally discriminates on the basis of religion. Here with us to talk about the presidential administration's petition to the court is Greg Storr, our Bloomberg Law co-host and also Bloomberg News's Supreme Court reporter. Greg, this travel ban has been held up by the courts, has been enjoined for a while now, months really, and the term of the Supreme Court for this year is almost over. We only have a few weeks left. What is it that at this point the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to do?
Hi, Mike, and hi, June. Two things, Mike. First of all, they're asking the court to hear their appeal and expedite the case so that they would be able to hear arguments right when they come back for their next term in October. And in addition, and this may be the more important thing, the administration is asking the court to let the ban take effect in the interim. And given that this is only a 90-day ban on people entering from these 6 predominantly Muslim countries, that effectively could be the ballgame. If the court says, yes, the ban can take effect for now, by the time they get around to actually hearing the appeal, that 90-day ban will have expired.
Greg, the court normally takes cases when there is a conflict in the circuits. Shouldn't the court wait to hear the Ninth Circuit's decision before acting on this?
Well, the court may want to do that, June, but another reason the court intervenes, you're right that they'd like to do that when lower courts disagree, but if a lower court has struck down a statute or some other federal government policy, in this case, key parts of an executive order, the Supreme Court usually likes to be the one to make that final decision. There are at least some reasons why the court might want to jump in, even if the Ninth Circuit comes out the same way the Fourth Circuit did.
So once again, a lot of people think that this is going, as with so many things, it's going to come down to you've got the conservatives on one side. In this case, people expect the president's side, and you'll have the liberals on the other side, that is upholding the injunction. People expect anyway. I mean, you never can tell. But is this going to be another one of those cases that comes down to Anthony Kennedy?
It could well be. There's a key opinion from a couple years ago that everybody is focusing on, and it has to do with when courts can look behind an executive branch decision regarding immigration. And his opinion says, among other things, that they can't do that absent a showing of bad faith. In other words, absent a showing that the professed reason that the administration gave is not the real reason. And in this case, the argument, of course, is that the real reason for the travel ban is not national security, but because of anti-Muslim animus. That's what the lower court said. And so, what that Kennedy opinion means and how he interprets his own opinion may end up being a pivotal question in the case.
Greg, how much will this case tell us about how this court will handle this controversial president?
Well, it will be our first indication. So in that sense, it will be fascinating. I can't wait to see how it comes out. You don't want to generalize too much from a single case. One possibility for this court, and this could be telling, is that the court might try to find a way to more or less duck this issue. They don't have to actually, as I said, agree to take up the case. Little quirk in the case, there were two lower court orders that blocked the travel ban, and one of them stop the administration from doing a study of these 6 countries to figure out, what's really going on with people coming in. And that was kind of the rationale behind the travel ban in the first place. Right now, the administration says we can't even do that study. And, one possibility, if the court wanted to, is they could sort of finesse it and issue an order that let that study happen, but didn't let the administration actually block people from entering the country.
Greg, we only have about 30 seconds, but are, you know, the other side's got to be allowed to file papers. How quickly can we expect the court to act on the administration's request here?
Certainly on the stay application, I would anticipate in a matter of a few weeks before they leave for the summer at the end of June. And they may well, this is what the administration is asking, they may well act on the bid for the cert petition, the actual bid for a hearing. That probably will happen within the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Greg Storr, Bloomberg's Supreme Court reporter and a co-host of Bloomberg Law. Greg, thanks very much for being here as a guest today. We really appreciated your insight into what's going to happen at the court on the travel ban.